So why are some of our immediate family members still unsaved? What keeps them from turning to Jesus? Well, according to 2 Corinthians 4:4, Satan has blinded their minds, making them unable to see and understand the gospel, nor the glory of Christ. Well, Jesus said in Luke 10:19 that we have been given authority over all the power of the enemy. We can fight for our loved ones against the God of this world to demolish the arguments they believe that contradict the good news. Let's surround our unbelieving immediate family with prayers to rid them from the work of darkness, that our family will believe in their heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and declare with their mouth, Jesus is Lord. Romans 10:9-10. Thank you, Father, that we don't walk in the flesh. We don't war according to the flesh. The weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God and take captive every thought to make it obedience to Christ. So we pray, Father, for the thoughts of our family members, that they would be torn down. Father, we come to you in prayer and faith, believing your word that says you desire all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. So we bring our unsaved immediate family before you this day. And we quote your word, 2 Peter 3:9, you are slow in keeping your promise. You are not slow in keeping your promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, you are patient, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. We pray that our family members will come to repentance. We break the power of Satan from his assignments and activities in our unsaved immediate family's lives in the name, powerful name of Jesus. And while Satan is bound, we ask that you send forth people into their lives, laborers who will share the good news of the gospel in such a way that they will be able to hear, see, and understand that Jesus Christ truly is the Lord, and that you did, God, raise him from the dead. And as the truth is ministered, we believe their eyes will be open to the gospel and come out of the snare of the devil and make Jesus Lord. Father, we ask you to fill them with the knowledge of your will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, as you pray, say through Paul in Ephesians. As we intercede on their behalf, we believe that the power of the Holy Spirit is activated. And from this moment on, we will praise and thank you for their salvation. We are confident that you are alert and active, watching over your word to perform it. It will not return to you void. It will accomplish that which you please and prosper in the thing whereto it was sent. Isaiah 55:11. So now we end by saying, we confess, God, you who began a good work in our unsaved families' lives, and you will perform and bring it to full completion until the day of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, we thank you that we will be with the angels, celebrating the salvation of our unsaved family members. In Jesus' name.